Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth on this ninth day of March, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and I am loving walking through Hebrews. We are in the Voice Translation in chapter 6 of Hebrews, and friends, this is what it says. So let's push on toward a more perfect understanding and move beyond just the basic teachings of the Anointed One. There's no reason to rehash the fundamentals, repenting from what you loved in your old dead lives, believing in God as our Creator and Redeemer, teaching about baptism, setting aside those called to service through the ritual laying on of hands, the coming resurrection of those who have died, and God's final judgment of all people for all time. No, we will move toward perfection if God wills it. It is impossible to restore the changed heart of the one who has fallen from faith, who has already been enlightened, has tasted the gift of new life from God, has shared in the power of the Holy Spirit, and has known the goodness of God's revelation and the powers of the coming age. If such a person falls away, it's as though that one were crucifying the Son of God all over again and holding him up to ridicule. You see, God blesses the ground that drinks of the rain and then produces a bountiful crop for those who cultivate it. But land that produces nothing but thorns and brambles, that land is worthless and in danger of being cursed, burned to the bare earth. But listen, my friends, we don't mean to discourage you completely with such talk. We are convinced that you are made for better things, the things of salvation, because God is not unjust or unfair. He won't overlook the work you have done or the love you have carried to each other in His name while doing His work, as you are still doing. We want you to continue working until the end so that you'll realize the certainty that comes with hope. And not grow lazy. We want you to walk in the footsteps of the faithful who came before you, from whom you can learn to be steadfast in pursuing the promises of God. Remember when God made His promise to Abraham? He had to swear by Himself, there being no one greater. Surely I will bless you and multiply your descendants. And after Abraham had endured with patience, he obtained the promise he had hoped for. When swearing an oath to confirm what they are saying, humans swear by someone greater than themselves, and so bring their arguments to an end. In the same way, when God wanted to confirm His promise as true and unchangeable, He swore an oath to the heirs of that promise. So God has given us two unchanging things, His promise and His oath. These prove that it is impossible for God to lie. As a result, we who come to God for refuge might be encouraged to seize that hope that is set before us. That hope is real and true, an anchor to steady our restless souls, a hope that leads us back behind to the curtain where God is, as the high priests did in the days when reconciliation flowed from sacrifices in the temple, and back into the place where Jesus, who went ahead on our behalf, has entered since He became a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Mind if I pray for you? Oh, this is a beautiful scripture. Almost to tears on how beautiful Your word is, Lord. So we just thank You for that. Lord, I thank You that You are not unjust or unfair. And I pray for my friend today who is wrestling with that and feeling like You are. But the truth is, You are just and You are fair. And You will not overlook our work that we have done. You will not overlook the love that we have carried to each other in Your name. You are still working and You take notice of what we've done. Our lives are not in vain. And even if no one else sees it, even if we work silently and behind the veil, Lord, You still see it. You love to reward those who seek You and honor You and obey You. So Lord, help us to encourage ourselves with that, to rest in the fact that nothing is for nothing. What we do counts. Lord, help us to persevere and work until the end, and that we could have the hope that comes with that certainty that You give us. Lord, we don't want to grow lazy. We want to walk in the footsteps of You who came before us. We want to be steadfast in pursuing and believing and living in light of the promises that You have given us. Lord, You are greater than Abraham. You are greater than ourselves. You're greater than the earth. And when You swear an oath, it means that it will come to pass. And You promised the Holy Spirit and You gave it. You promised salvation and You delivered it. And I think about that time where the veil of the temple was torn in two, which gave You access to the Holy of Holies. And then it gave us access to the Holy of Holies. We have unfettered access to you because of what you did on the cross. And so we thank you for that. Lord, we need, I pray for the person who desperately needs hope, an anchor to steady their restless soul, a hope that leads us behind that curtain into your presence. We need your hope today. And would you shower it upon my friend lavishly and with kindness and compassion? Comfort the comfortless, Lord. Give hope to the hopeless. Give freedom to the captive. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I pray you would be near to the person who's suffering today. I pray you be near to those who are walking through a hard divorce. I pray you be near children of divorce. I pray you would be close to the brokenhearted, that you would save those who are crushed in spirit. I pray that you would hold the hand of the one who feels alone and restless and needy. And I pray today would be a day of salvation and return to you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the prayer episode, you can go to marriedmuth.com/pray and record your prayer request. So thanks in advance for doing that. And if you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there, it's pretty self-explanatory when you get there. So thank you to all of you who are patrons of Pray Every Day. You just help pay for William's engineering, which is amazing, and Kristen and her work. So thank you for all your help. And also just ask that all of you today, if you could just pause a moment and pray for Pray Every Day, and just that the Lord would sustain me as I do this work, I would really appreciate that. If you have a testimony you want to share about maybe God answering a prayer, you can email me. That would really encourage me at mary@marriedmuth.com.